Hey, Marianne.
Oh, hi, Nico. Hey, do you still have that, excuse me, 10-carat lab wipe?
Hold on, because I'm just catching
up. How much was that again?
I'm going in there, because I was in meetings all morning. Let me just go in. I saw your... Was it a 10-carat bracelet lab?
Yeah. Yeah, it was 10-carat tennis bracelet. And I think it was like, what, last week you told me, Monday maybe? I don't remember the day, but...
I don't have any right now in stock. I got a 5-carat in stock. The 10-carats was $2,800.
Yes, yes, okay. Yeah, I think you had in at your place a 10-carat white gold, I believe it was.
Uh-huh. Yeah, $2,800.
Okay, yeah, if you get it back, I'd like to look at it. I have someone interested.
Okay. Yeah, this stuff's like flying off the shelf, so I'm sure they got more coming. But yeah, I will see if there's more coming, if we have any more. If not, I gotta wait to see if this other one sells or not. So you
I'll
get one either way. I just, as long as you're not in a rush, so you need it tomorrow, then I can't do that unless there's something in my New York City office. But you want white gold?
Yes, 10-carat white gold, and I know you said it did not come with a certification.
With no certs. No, because they're all high-end.
Okay.
All labs are usually all DEF, VSs, so.
Okay, so they're good. Like, so you're saying, is it a VS1, VS2, H, or GH, or?
VSs, they're going to be no worse than an F color and an up. Like, just to play safe, I would say E to G is the most common. But technically, more EF are the most common.
Okay, and that would appraise about what?
Appraisal. I don't appraise. I can just tell you what people sell it for. So appraisal is usually what it costs. What retail, wouldn't it be, or higher than retail? So people get 2, 3, 4, 5 time markups for this stuff, depending on what kind of jewelry store you are, where you are, or how you want to treat the customer or competition in the area. So I know somebody that got $10,000 for this bracelet.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do that, but
I know the people will charge $5,000 for the bracelets, so.
Okay, and then how much are your 1.5 lab diamonds?
Loose?
No, studs, I'm sorry. White gold studs.
White gold studs.
I think you gave me a price whenever we spoke about all this.
1.5.
I'm in.
$420. Those are DEs, VSs, and I have some of those.
Okay. And what's your popular one for like Christmas or my? What do you sell the most of for?
Carat. Carat and a half to 3 carats.
It's the most popular.
For labs, yes.
Okay. All right. So 1.5 total. Wait, so that is what? That would be 0.75 each?
Yeah. I did a trunk show at a jewelry store. She was having a new grand opening because she moved. And I go, well, I'm going to bring this stuff. Help me bring, what do you think? She goes, well, do you sell lab? I really do have much lab. I'm like, all right, I'm going to bring it just in case, I sold 10 pairs of lab stud earrings. 4 of them were 3-carat total weights. I sold a lot of those ones. And then she ordered more for sugar. Oh, my God, I can't believe I sold whatever. And I made good margins. I'm like, yeah, well, you're going to need some on hand. For $975 cost, I was selling them for $20 because I ran her showcase. She goes, just sell them whatever, half off your ticket because it's 4 times. So she was making $2,200, $1,100 each pair. I sold 4 of them.
Wow, what was that size?
Those were 3-carat total weights. People wanted because they wanted the boot look. Oh my God, I always wanted 3 carats or 4 carats, but I couldn't afford it. But now, so that was like all the case for these ladies that came in. But that was for her, and the number one seller was 3 carats I sold her. But our across the board is 1.5 to 3, usually 2, 3, 4s, The fours are tough sometimes because it has to be the right person with the right neckline and right earlobe, because then sometimes it hangs. It doesn't hang right. That was my problem there. You know, somebody wanted the fours, and she was on there, you know, rich people in there looking at it, and she didn't care because she was already older. She didn't care to spend money on natural. And, you know, her and her husband looked in the mirror for 30 minutes, and they kept trying on the three, the four, the three, the four, the three, the four, and they ended up going with the three because the four hung down a little bit because her ear is, she's, you know, 70 years old, and her ear, one ear made it look floppy, the four.
Yeah. So here, let me write this down real quick. Because I forgot to, like I said, all right, so the price for the, so how much is a carat and a half total weight?
Carat and a half total weights are 420.
Total. Okay, and then the 2-carat total weight?
2 carats are 600.
Okay, 2.5 total weight?
$750.
And then the 3-carat total weight?
$975.
Okay, and then they're all, what clarity grade?
They're all mostly D, E, and F. Majority are D, E, and these bigger ones. VS1s and VS2s.
And then, do they come with a certification?
None of the earrings do, no.
No earrings either, just the single ones, I guess, right?
The loose ones is just because that's loose. When we get into bigger, you know, some other stuff, like I have 8-carat total weights here. Lab. One's an FVS1, one's a GVS1. Those are certified IGI.
Okay.
The whole thing with this is, right, is they're just mass producing. So if they started going on earrings and now do certified, costs go up and this and that. They just want to get them off, move them. So if I had to go and get certified, there's time wasted, there's shipping back and forth, and now you got to pay for the cert, it's going to go up. So that's just the whole thing. These fly off the shelf. Huh?
Yep, I see. Okay.
So the whole thing situation, if you were, I forgot what I was going to say. Somebody had interrupted me and I was going to tell you. I can't remember now.
The studs, certification on the studs, and you said it would be too much trouble and all that.
Basically, all these diamonds in our lab that come out are all DEF 98% of the time, 97, and all VS1, VS2. That's what they program these to be. So nobody's worried about if somebody's going to go and wants to get them certified afterwards, because we know that's what's going to come, because you can predict the outcome of being lab, they come out in the drones of, tons and tons and tons and tons and tons, so they just mass produce earrings, just like the loose.
So basically you're saying people mark them up anywhere from 2 times to 4 times the cost, the net.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some people are getting 4 times the markup, my lady, when I was at the shop in Virginia, so this tag for, let's say, a 3-carat total weights were $975. All our tags have a 4-time markup, so it said $3,900. So I was charging half, so I was charging $2,000. So $2,000 sometimes $2,100. So $2,100 was the retail minus $975. She got $1,125 she made.
Right. That's good. Very good.
Yeah. Whenever I ship you stuff in jewelry, it's 4-time markup. So you can just leave it on there and go around and say, I'll take half off or whatever you want to do. Half off plus 15%, an extra Black Friday special or whatever. I'm just giving you things. You're still making money knowing that it's 4-time markup, our tags for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you do 4-time markup and say 50 off, boy, they would think they're getting a deal. But,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I think I would like to get one, the carat and a half, and are they the regular friction back, not martini look?
White Gold?
Yeah, because I don't really like the martini look. I like the, you know, the four prong.
The pair and a half. I'm out of White Gold four prong. I have martini. So let me put an order together for you. How many, what earrings do you want? And I'll just get it ordered.
Well, I'd like the four prong.
Yeah,
I wanted to. Yeah,
no,
okay.
I'm saying,
so
what do you want? Carat and a half and the 3 carat total weight, those two?
A carat and a half and a 2 carat weight and a 2.5 carat weight.
1.5, 2, and a 2.5.
Yes.
Well, if you're going to
get, I don't know about
if you're going to get the twos, I would get the threes instead of 2.5, honestly. Because
you would
be so close in price. If you're going to get twos, I would go right to threes as the next level. Not two.
Oh, it is?
No. No.
Oh,
I'm
really?
I'm telling you, if you're going to go around showing twos and then a 2.5, I would go twos and then get a three, because that's basically, our experience is the next jump. They sell faster. That's why I barely have any 2.5s. We don't sell many 2.5s. It's twos and threes. The 2.5s, we don't sell much. We don't really stock much. I'll sell you my 2.5. I don't care. But I'm saying for 600 cost versus 750, or versus 750, that's 150 to go up a half a carat, or, you know, 375 to go up a whole full carat. Your cost. Retail cost is different. But you take what you want, what you think you can sell.
Yeah.
I do have.
Okay.
We're at the 2.5. 2.5. Okay. Yeah. The 2.5 I have, and that's also a martini. But I'm going to get you. So you tell me, and I'll get them all four prong. Just wait for them to come in.
Yeah, four prong, and then the friction back, and not the screw on. They're not screw on, right?
No, they're all friction back.
Okay. Yep. Okay, so let me then do, I guess, a 1.5, 2, and, gosh, I just wonder if I'm going to sell a 3-carat. Okay, let me do that.
You take whatever you feel comfortable with, and you know your market.
Yeah, let me do the 1.5, 2, and 2.5.
Okay. All white gold.
And then I can always come back and get, yes, white gold, four prong, and
white
friction
gold,
back.
Prong,
no martini.
Yeah, okay. And this is a stock order, right? Because I'm going to put it in because it'll work out.
Yes, yes.
Okay, you got it.
Yep, and you got all my checks from before with the three labs. I already gave you that a 2 weeks ago, so that's good. So I don't pay you any money.
I got, in your text message, you mean? I think I had one check, unless you sent it differently. Right now...
Oh, no, I sent you all three checks separately.
In a text message?
Yes, yep.
Let me see.
Yeah, let me go back and look. Yeah, I looked at that when I texted you the other day to make sure. Yeah, I did. I'll go ahead and...
So in a text message, I got one check text to me, which was on Monday, November 4th. I got a check for $737.45. What is that for?
Okay.
That was for a Cushion Lab 301 FVS1 you wrote on here. That's the only check
I'll just say hi. Yeah, I'll go back and send them to you because I've got, I pretty much, you know me, I always like to get the discount, so that's why I do it early to get that 3%. So I'll send them to you right now. The one, yeah, they're all, I'm looking at them now from our news feed on text.
Yeah, I don't have
anything. Yeah, there they are. Okay. No, if you go back and, okay, I don't know why you wouldn't get them, but yeah, I sent them all and I just sent them and you'll see the dates I sent them. But if you go back to our chat, you'll see with our chat, like, did you get it? Did you get it? You know, because I was worried, did you get it? Yeah, so I just sent you the three, if you scroll.
Hold on, let me go back in there.
Yeah. Yeah, November 4th, and then I sent you, that was, okay, so the cushion was November 4th, I sent, and then also.
Cushion I got November 4th.
November, and I, November 4th, also the oval I paid for, and then before that was the round, and that was the. Yeah, that was the round, and that was done on October 29th. And I just sent you a copy of all those back in our chat on your cell phone.
Yeah, that one I got, the October 29th one I got. Let me just see here. That one I got. And then there's one prior to October 29th? No, that's not for this one.
No. After October 20th.
So I just missed one. I got the October 29th. Which I got. It looks like I sent that one. Because it shows you 0 for 1. But I only, because that would make sense because I only got two checks. I got one on November 4th, and that's it. Those are the two checks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Then you'll see there, I did another one.
Oh,
I pasted one, and then
see.
I paste it. Yeah, and it says on the bottom, cushion for the October 4th and a lab. I sent it separate, so there was no confusion.
Yeah, so I was missing one. I didn't get in the text, too. I will send this now that you sent all three, or that I got all three. I got to see which one is the missing one. This one, and then send it to credit. I'll take care of it for you. Cushion, looks like the cushion I got in the round, I think, from October. Which is this one? You put lab only, so lab. Cushion and lab. Let me take boxes of information. That one.
And the first one with the round was the October one.
So the oval's the one I didn't get. Okay, I'm telling you now. Okay, I sent all three.
Yep. Okay, so then you'll give me the three earrings whenever you get them.
Yep.
And then about how long do you think that will take to get?
I should have them this week.
Oh, okay, that's
good.
And then you're going to check on the tennis bracelets for 10 carat for $2,800?
Yeah, you want white gold, right?
Yes, yeah, and I want one of those.
White gold.
And then what's the biggest one you carry in a tennis bracelet?
I know they're big because we got a lot of people, funny, you know, rich people are buying these big ones because they know, they think it's...
So what's, so how many carats is the big one?
I wanted to say it was 20 something. Let me go in here. All right. So we got a 28 carat, 12,000.
Oh, 12,000?
12,000 for 28 carats. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't want that one.
15 carats, 4,000.
Okay. Yeah, okay, let me stick with just the one. And then also, I did not get the certification for the Round Brilliant, the very first one in October.
It's coming.
I got
it was a delay on ours overseas, so we're still waiting for it. You should be getting it this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, yep, I got the other two.
Okay, beautiful.
All righty, so that's it for now. And then anything else, I guess I'll let you know.
All right, perfect.
Okay, thank you, Nico.
All right, thanks, Marion, yep.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye. Bye.